Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. We would like to continue our series entitled, Why Do Christians Suffer? We left off with the reason the chastening hand of the Lord is upon us is another reason why we suffer. That came from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 to 8, where it talks about that for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and he scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. I want you to think about this. If God is a loving father and see us doing things that are wrong and don't correct us, would he be a loving father? No, he wouldn't be. He chastens us to get us in line with his word. The ultimate goal is to make us into the image of his son. So when the Lord is chastening us, we need to be patient and understand what he's chastening us for and get it corrected. Now, also going in line with this is that we're also chastened when we stick our hand unto iniquity. Psalms 125 verse 3 says, "For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity." Whenever we commit sin, God will chastise us. And he tells us in his word that he does this because he loves us. But many a times we as humans or as sinners try to go touch something that God tells us not to touch, and then he has to chastise us. And trust me, he has many a ways of doing that. It could be a whole myriad of things. I won't even list them. But God, when God puts his hand upon us, trust me, you will know it. Now, another reason that Christians suffer is taking communion the wrong way. You can find this in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26 to 31. But it talks about, it says, "For this cause many are sick and weakly among you, and many sleep." And that sleep there is meaning death. Whenever we go to the table to take God's elements with an unclean heart, we do ourselves a major injustice. And God is so serious about that. It says many of us are sick. We don't even know why we're sick sometimes, but maybe we have went to God's table incorrectly and did not really have a clean heart and clean hands. And then the Bible says we're weakly. There's no strength in you, and many sleep. They even died because they did not reverence the table or the importance of taking communion with a pure heart. God is very serious about that. When he tells us something, he is telling us something to protect us. So remember, whenever you're taking the communion in your church, make sure you go before the Lord and ask for forgiveness of any sins that you have committed. And then take the communion in a way that will be pleasing and honoring to God's word. Now, the next thing we want to talk about why Christians suffer is God teaches us through suffering. I think this is one of the most interesting ones. If you look at Romans chapter 5, verse 8, listen to this. It says, "Though he were a son," now that's talking about Jesus, "yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered." Now think about this. If Jesus learned obedience by the things which he suffered, do you think we're going to learn obedience by what we suffer? Absolutely. So God teaches us through suffering. What does God want to teach you? Is it obedience? Is it patience? I don't know what it is, but whatever we're going through, know that we're not going through it in vain. God is teaching us, and we need to be aware of what he's teaching us, because we're not going to move out of that situation until we learn exactly what he wants us to learn. Now, tune in next time as we continue this series of Why Do Christians Suffer?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, MinutesOfTruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.